I was muted, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. We had 579 people registered. There's a map that Alex put together showing where everyone's from. One benefit of the virtual gathering is definitely that we have people from Australia, Africa, Japan, Southeast Asia, and Europe. Looks like someone from Hawaii was here that normally would not have attended. That's all awesome. We had about 300 people in the sessions most of the day. We've recorded all the sessions, as we've mentioned. That's our intent to publish them. It will take us a little time to review them to make sure there were a few where some faces were shown. So it's going to take us a little bit of time to process it, but it's our intent to publish that. Everyone should get an email and then when that's ready. I wouldn't expect it for another couple weeks. With that, we'll also publish the crowdsource report. Feel free to continue working on the crowdsource report in the aftermath of this. There's certainly going to be some cleanup and post editing and things like that. And want to announce, we have not really pushed the seventh tradition basket at all. The organization is doing fine with money, but we do have expenses. We are self-supporting, and I want to report that even though we didn't ask for your money, this workshop pretty much paid for itself with the contributions we've received, notwithstanding that, feel free to continue to, donate. I want to big thank you to everyone with a hashtag and from your names, and I'm going to mention a lot of them by name right now. The NAATW Steering Committee, Don, Lois, Eddie, Alex, Keith, Carolyn, Glenn, Daniel, and myself. Thank you. We had a lot of meetings. This was a tough year for us. I think all the feedback I've gotten back so far has been positive. Also want to thank the program committee again, Carolyn, Lois, but Buck, Joel, James, Royce, Terry, and Steven. And I know Don and myself participated in that at times as well. Thank you all those. And no thank you would be complete if I don't also say thank Blaine, who I know is in the room, and Brooke, who I don't think is in the room, who were the original founders of NAATW, and Ross, who is a former chair and served his 5 years on the steering committee, and I know he's in the room too. A few people refer to this as NAATW 2020. We even put it in the links, 2020 links. There was certainly discussion amongst the steering committee. This was not officially NAATW, but rather a virtual gathering sponsored by NAATW. The only reason for that distinction is this was, if you enjoyed what you saw today, this was just a taste of what happens in our in-person workshop. This was intense for a day, but we actually have 2 to 3 days of this in the in-person workshop. We have about this time at night, we would be going to dinner together. Then we would be gathering for Birds of a Feather sessions for another 2 hours. Then we'd be playing games until, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then we'd start again at 7 a.m. tomorrow. This was an awesome event. We reached a lot of people that we wouldn't normally reach. But I want to encourage you that if you'd like this, our in-person workshops are even better. There's a feedback form on naatw.org, 2020 links. Please give us feedback on that form to help make any possible future virtual gatherings better or the in-person workshop better. We're working towards the assumption that we will have an in-person workshop in Seattle in 2021. We are in negotiations with one hotel right now. We should have the details of that in the next couple months. It will likely be in September. We'd like to prepare, know where we're going 2 years out. Right now, we don't know where we're going 2 years out. There's bid forms on our website. I know Several cities have talked to us about bidding. Atlanta was one. I just heard Wisconsin mentioned. I encourage you to please submit bids for 2022 and 2023. It would be nice if we could get that information out sooner and date so people can prepare more. Now, this is my brief update. And of course, I'm talking and the cat is now coming out. This is a brief update on the organization of the steering committee. Normally, we would have a members meeting on Sunday morning. This is my brief update in lieu of the members meeting. It was decided in lieu of having a members meeting this year where we would normally introduce next year's officers and have elections for open steering committee members, that all nine current members that I just mentioned will continue for another year. Want to a special thank you to Daniel, who joined the committee mid-year and now will continue serving for the next several years. Also, Don is in his last year this year, but he has graciously agreed to stay on one more year. So the update on the steering committee is same members, same officers next year, meaning I will still be chair, Eddie will be treasurer, and Lois will be secretary. Hopefully in 2021, we'll meet in person and be able to have elections again. And this will be my last year and Don's last year on our five-year commitment on the steering committee. I want to make a call for volunteers. We did this a little bit more organized when we had more time, but we could always use your help, even if you're not, the steering committee, we have several committees involved that put this event on. The program committee that Carolyn chaired, Lois chaired last year, we're going to probably start up almost immediately on next year's program, or give it a few months and then start up on next year's program. So we need people that, if you like what you saw here, you have ideas on what to present, that get involved and help us come up with the committee or the program. We also have a lot of video processing work to do, web publication to do. We're trying to go through our backlog of past workshops. The recording quality of our past workshops is not as good as we would like, so it's involving a little bit more, and I'm not sure how much we're going to be able to publish, but that brings up what we did this year. This year, we worked on a publication and recording policy that we've now approved. We applied that policy to this year's workshop. It also applies mostly to last year's workshop because we made announcements at the workshop that we were doing recording. But that should allow us to, moving forward, publish more of this content in a freely available way. It just involves some work. This year, we also added a seven tradition to the website. NAATW organization is financially secure and self-sufficient, notwithstanding not trying to discourage people from giving us donations. We can always use donations, but want you to know that we're secure and self-sufficient right now. The organization also switched from Office 365 to Google for Nonprofits this year. We did a two-year experiment using Office 365, and most people on the committee are more familiar with the Google products and are a lot easier for us to use. I mentioned the other things we did is started reviewing the past recordings, and hopefully we'll publish some of it soon. And the last thing we did is host this virtual gathering. And I want to encourage people to stay connected through Slack, ping me or anyone on the committee if you want to get involved with NAATW. The conversation for most, what's the word, not technical, the most discussions of how-tos and things happen in the forums. Lou gave a nice presentation on the forums. So stay connected through the forums, through Slack, email us. And I hope to see everyone in Seattle in 2021. And I tried to keep that quick, and I know I talk fast, But that's all I have.
That's fantastic. Can we keep the room open just for a tiny little bit of fellowship? Or we want to do the hospitality room?
I think we can do that. I just allowed people the ability to unmute themselves if they would like.
Maybe we could close with, I don't know, the response.